Jim, 4 years have gone by. What's changed?
Nothing, except we have brought, with the help of Frosty Woolrich, myself, Jerome Corsi, and dozens of others who have joined this activist movement to bring the country back under the rule of law, we have certainly brought national awareness to the point on this issue of illegal immigration, to the point where now it is a yay or nay part of a political platform for every candidate running for public office. We have really gained some ground in the last 4 years.
What do you think, Jim, of the president's plan to move 1,200 troops down there?
Peanuts. And he needs 12,000 minimum, plus not only that, a doubling of the budget for the United States Border Patrol and the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement to give them the boots on the ground, the men and women on the ground, as well as professional investigators, administrative staff, and prosecuting attorneys for Immigration and Customs Enforcement to go after these 21st century slave traders whose mentality actually is no different than the pre-1861 slave traders.
Now, this is what's frustrating for me and confusing. The money we spent on the TARP funds for corporations and bailouts for banks and everything else, a peanuts amount of that could have done exactly what you're saying.
2% of that would have been enough to fund a 1 month's cost of the war in the Mideast would be enough to fund these organizations, double their budgets for 2 years, and in 24 months you would see this problem reverse itself and ultimately vanish. And we have to make the decision, are we a nation governed by its people under the rule of law, or are we a nation of mob rule? The way it's going now and the way Obama's whim is that we will be a nation of mob rule, and that is not a good message to be sending to the public, to be sending to the families of those whose children have come back in body bags in our latest war.
Jim, it doesn't seem like any administration, though, was trying to stop this problem. I mean, I didn't see the Republicans with George Bush send troops down there en masse. I don't see the Democrats sending troops down there en masse. Why are these parties ignoring this issue?
In my opinion, it's simple, and I think Jerry will agree with this. We included it in our book. Both parties see the approximately 20 to 35, 33 million, nobody knows for sure, but it's over 20 million illegal aliens in the country. If they are granted amnesty by either party, Republicans under Bush, Democrats under Obama, in 5 years, according to my immigration attorney specialist from the Minuteman Project, in 5 years, they will be eligible for citizenship. All they have to do is stay unarrested, learn the language, and essentially assimilate. They will be voting citizens. They will guarantee the party that gives them amnesty reelection for infinity. Every office from dog catcher all the way up to the president of the United States will be held by, well, either an Obama Democrat or a George Bush Republican. Every appointed office will be held by the party that maintains power. Every bureaucrat. Do you see where this is going? Essentially,
oh, yeah.
We will be a one-party system for a very, very long time, and that could be a half century, maybe more. The only country I know that's a one-party system is China, and I think that's called communism.
We seem to be the only country where people are coming in instead of trying to go out. Frosty, is that true?
Without a doubt. Obviously, the world appreciates and understands and also knows about the reputation of freedom, personal choice of religion, and economic possibilities for really, as you've heard it many, many times, they come here for a better life. And as I've traveled around the world, you have to understand that there are millions, actually several billion people on the planet that live hand to mouth every day. I've traveled throughout those countries. And again, they add 77 million every year to the world population. So you're seeing greater and greater desperation throughout the planet. And I think right now Asia has, according to Forbes magazine, a $7 billion, B as in boy, $7 billion a year people smuggling operation out of Asia. That's, you know, China and India and Bangladesh and all of those countries there. And that's why you see in this country right now so many people from Asia and Pakistan and from Afghanistan and Kurdistan and China and India, all here in this country, not speaking English. And they're coming in such great numbers. They're not assimilating. They're not here legally. And so you're really, what we're seeing is the creation of a new subclass, if you will, and certainly a non-class of citizens. And it's really balkanizing our country. It's creating such troubles on so many levels that it's going to take literally decades to even out, if we even have a chance to get a hold of it. And the only way we're going to get a hold of it is stop mass immigration.
George, if I could just quickly add, I think one of the other motivations for the illegal immigration is the exploitation of the labor. When people are coming into the United States illegally,
absolutely,
and we have millions coming in, Hispanics illegally,
cheap labor, you're not paying FICA taxes for them.
Right, exactly. And if these, right, you know, if we had the same people coming in, same Hispanics coming in legally, we'd have to have pay that would be fair pay, have to have benefits, have to have taxes paid. It's the exploitation of labor because the immigration is illegal that is an incentive to many to keep it coming illegally.
Is there anything we can do, Frosty, to help beef up? Let's take the drug problem aside. We heard from all of you last hour on that. We'll talk a little bit more about it in the last hour with Doug Hagman. But is there anything we can do to increase the economic benefits of Mexico, where most of the people would say, I kind of like it here. I'm not going into the United States.
That would be quite the challenge, because as I said, corruption is a mechanism by which Mexico and other third world countries operate, and it's so deep and it's so wide that there's no way that the rich or the power elite would want their power diminished or you know, stepped on or even challenged. And so what we really have to do is simply enforce our own immigration laws, enforce our own borders, to force them into a situation where they're going to have to deal with their citizens. They're going to have to deal with a lawful and or a workable kind of governance, so that their citizens have a chance to have livable lives, if you will. And that can only happen if we stop them from using us as their human exhaust, essentially, that's what you can call it. And again, as I said, if they don't come to terms with that, we're still looking at Mexico growing by somewhere close to 40 million more people. So if they can't take care of their own civilization right now, their own citizens, how do you think another 40 million Mexicans is going to make it even better? And as you can imagine, it's not. You know, I would highly recommend everyone go to numbersusa.com and see a gumball demonstration by Mr. Roy Beck. It's called Immigration by the Numbers. And it really shows everyone the simple reality is we cannot take the numbers. They're not supportable. They're not sustainable. Water crises, energy resource, you name it. And it's just logical. These countries need to deal with their own people, with the jobs for their own people. And the only way to force them into that situation is to stop allowing them to pour into first world countries. And that's the beginning of what I call personal accountability, personal responsibility, and collective responsibility for nations and civilizations and the people that live there.